You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Down in Utah, Alabama, in 1965, a young man about 21, no different than you or I, he's catching catfish and getting drunk. But Uncle Sam called, he called him up. Send them out to Vietnam. That young man.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. I'm not sure what we're listening to. Chris Garner, what is this playing in our ears right now?
This is Old Crow Medicine Show.
Okay. I'm not familiar with their work. I've heard of them. So, yes, sir?
You're familiar with one of their songs that has since been co-opted by everyone.
What song is that?
It's a Hootie hit.
Darius Rucker had it really turned into a big thing, and no one realized it was Old Crow Medicine Show.
Gotcha.
Wagon wheel. Yep.
You learn something new every day here on the Midday Grind. 590 The Fan, KFNS St. Louis, 105.7 HD2, and streaming live on InsideSTL.com. I am not Martin Kilcoyne. I'm Brad Lee with Game Time AM, the 5 to 7 a.m. morning show. Pinch hitting today for the fellas. You are not Charlie Marlowe. You're Jeff Jones, who my partner for Game Time AM.
But I sort of wonder if we show up at the 2 Fox tonight, can we do the sports?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been on TV for a while. Actually, I was on TV a couple weeks ago. Angela Sharp, the in-game host for the Blues, hosts a cable access show, The Daily Buzz, on Mondays on St. Louis cable TV. And she had me on as a guest a couple weeks ago. That was an interesting conversation.
I had a joke about the difference between being on the 2 Fox and being on public access. But since it's Martin and Charlie's jam, I'm going to not make that joke.
Yeah, let's not make fun of the 2 Fox while they're gone. We want to be invited back sometime.
That's true. We love the 2 Fox.
We got Chris Gardner producing and picking out the music, and we're going totally indie today, it seems like, along with Beauty and the Beast, last segment. And Matt Rocchio pushing the buttons, and was it the ones and twos spinning the top hits? I don't know. Something like that.
Would you say that Rocchio hit the post?
That's my job, yeah. I'm the one that's supposed to talk. And I get the direction from the maestro here to my left. So we've had an interesting show. We've talked about a lot of different things. We had Will Leach on from Sports on Earth. He was at the NCAA basketball games in Buffalo, saw the Wisconsin upset of Villanova in person. We talked a little bit of Illini basketball. We talked a little bit of Cardinal baseball. Well, we kind of tried to set him up with Joe Madden's quote saying that some people should just get used to losing. That maybe that would be, we thought here talking in the studio, that that might be a cool t-shirt the Cardinals could have on opening night when they host the World Series champion Cubs here. Well, you're waving.
I'm trying to get our board ops attention.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the actual quote?
Yeah, let's hear the actual quote.
Okay. This was on 670 The Score in Chicago, Joe Madden.
The biggest takeaways from the last election, people need to learn how to lose. I mean, learning how to lose is really an important thing to do. I mean, everybody wants to win and we all like to win, but I learned how to lose, I think, a lot when I was a kid. And from that, you learn how to, you know, pick yourself back up and do the right things in order to win the next time. And the other thing, just like I'm saying, I think it dovetails into that, is that just because you don't agree with somebody doesn't mean you get angry with them. I mean, that is like really prominent these days. And that's all I'm hearing is because there's a disagreement. I don't like you. I mean, whether it's not buying somebody's product because, you know, with the president's daughter, because I don't like him, so I'm not gonna like everything else about him. I don't understand that method. So, you know, learn how to lose, and if somebody disagrees with you, don't get angry.
There you go.
How ironic is it that the manager of the Chicago Cubs is telling people that they need to learn how to lose?
Yeah. So if we're gonna do analogies, let's talk about learning how to lose, because I don't think that the teams that lost to Danny Almonte's baseball team in the Little League World Series should be taught how to lose. They should be taught to play opponents that were not cheating. And as I stare at the television screen that says, breaking news, Comey confirms FBI looking at Trump-Russia links. I know it's hashtag fake news, but I think that at some point we have to consider the reality that the president of the United States was at least in part assisted by a hostile foreign power in establishing a foothold in a presidential election. And if that does not scare the pants off of you, I got nothing. Like, folks, at some point we stop rooting for the laundry. And well, okay, we stop rooting for that laundry and start rooting for the different laundry. I'm far off into hot take land right now.
You are wandering around the desert.
This stuff boggles my mind.
What the hell just happened?
Until this election, I voted Republican in every possible opportunity. I had 5 ballots in my life placed in front of me that had Barack Obama's name on them. I did not check the box next to his name one single time.
My wife had never voted for a Democratic candidate for president. She voted against Barack Obama both times.
Me too.
The last time that George W. Bush ran for reelection, she actually volunteered to call people at some Republican office, calling people at home, urging them to vote for George W. She has become the most liberal person on Facebook that I am friends with. And granted, I live in St. Charles County, and I'm friends with a former state rep, the current county council president of St. Charles County, the two of the most Republican people I know. It's been an interesting time to be alive on Facebook, I gotta tell you. I don't know. Is that what you had the idea that the Cardinals should come out in shirts, maybe red and blue, kind of Cubs colors?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ultimate troll job is you make a T-shirt, because that is what Joe Madden is wont to do.
Try not to suck.
Look good. I understand, Joe, it goes to charity and all that, but look, the T-shirts, the slogans, it could rub people the wrong way if it's, you know, just done continuously. So you take advantage of that if you're the Cardinals.
So you... Copyright Chris Gardner in Game Time AM. The shirt is red. It says learn how to, and then it's the L flag.
It's just learn
the
to
L
lose.
Flag.
The L flag. Yeah, learn or yeah. The L flag big on the front, and it just says learn or you know, earn to ooze. Right? You know, you use the flag.
We can figure
you
out.
You have to have the L flag involved.
But here's the deal, if you're the Cardinals, you're the players, you get these T-shirts made for warm ups for opening night. And you're out on the field and you're commiserating. All the Cubs are coming out of their dugout, getting to warm up after you. And there you are in your Learn to Lose T-shirts.
I got another one. So that's a direct Madden quote. Do we have a direct Madden quote of him saying their new slogan, That's Cub?
That's Cub?
I don't think that's Madden's, though.
Okay, so because if he ever says that directly, you put quotations around learn how to lose on the front and on the back quotations around the phrase,
right.
That's Cub.
Right.
What?
There it is. That's all you need.
But That's Cub, I think, is the player.
If it ever bleeds over to Madden and we can quote him saying That's Cub, then the T-shirt's made just with those two quotes.
What does that even mean, That's Cub? Are they trying to, take credit for anything? Oh, that's Cub. That's hot. That's Cub.
If it's good, it's supposed to be Cub.
You run out of ground ball hard at first base, that's Cub.
I've had two experiences in Chicago that I would define three.
wait. All right, go ahead.
I have had three experiences that I would say that's Cub. One, I saw Ronnie Woo Woo on an off day.
Friend of the show,
Ronnie Woo Woo on an off day in full uniform at an L stop at 9 in the morning. Yeah. That's Cub.
He woke me up one morning.
I once bought a ticket from a scalper outside of Wrigley without paying close enough attention and sat directly behind a pillar. That's Cub. And I went to a Billy Joel concert at Wrigley Field once where a gentleman did not quite make it through the opener, Gavin DeGraw. Gavin DeGraw was the opener. And I went to use the men's room afterward, and this gentleman was kneeled in front of the trench, the trough, with his right arm in the trough.
Oh, that's a picture.
That's Cub.
That is
Cub.
Actually, yeah, that's the one. Last one.
Yeah, in the trough. I saw Foo Fighters there a couple years ago at Wrigley Field. It was amazing. And I did wear a subdued, it was a navy blue T-shirt with the old-fashioned angry Cardinal logo with the Cardinal on the mound, and he's kind of looking in for the sign. And people didn't really notice until they stood in front of me that I was wearing a Cardinal shirt. And then we'd start talking for a second. They looked down and said, wait a second, are you a Cardinal fan on the field at Wrigley Field for Foo Fighters? Come on, they let you in wearing that? It was nice, kind of subversive. If I ever go back to a concert, I think I'm going to take a Cardinal flag and try to plant it in the outfield. I think that'd be fun. We've kind of gone off on a tangent here, but that's been off and on here throughout the show. So I think we need to get to what happened, right?
Yeah, just what do you like to call it, Rocky? Today's takeaway, something you learned on today's show.
Jeff, you got a takeaway from today's show?
From today's show, I took away that Chris Gardner is an expert on all things Mormonism.
he has a backstory now. He spent some time in Utah learning the ways of
today. Yes. What I took away was that Chris Gardner once mm-hmm. traveled around and knocked on doors in a short sleeve white button down shirt asking people if they'd heard the good word.
Nice. That's good. I did not know that. Matt Rocchio, do you have a thing you've learned today?
I learned two things today. I learned that of people I know who spent a lot of time in Utah, they are 2 for 2 for not being big fans of the Mormon religion. And I also learned that Jerry Orbach had a very successful Broadway career. I know that was off the air, but I learned it anyway during the show. And I did not see that one coming.
Why not?
I don't know. I he was fantastic. I just didn't know he could sing.
Because Lenny Briscoe is not a Broadway guy.
That's why.
You need to let people in a little bit more.
Sam Waterston, a Broadway guy?
Maybe a little bit more.
Sam Waterston played Nick Carraway in the Robert Redford adaptation of The Great Gatsby.
Watch yourself, McCoy.
Is that the one with what's her name as the woman?
Yes, as Daisy. Is it Mia Farrow? It's not Mia Farrow.
Yeah, Mia Farrow. That's a terrible movie, and she's bad in it.
I'm glad we remember who played in the
is
terrible movie.
Is that the
movie.
One I would have seen in high school?
Yes. And okay. It's terrible, and Mia Farrow isn't.
And I guess I've seen that.
It's a little dated. Do you have something you learned today there, Chris Gardner?
I learned I need to talk with my girlfriend about that whole hairstylist thing.
Yeah.
Is the worst haircut the one in the, that's the boss?
The manager, who has the most experience. Yeah, so, that they practice on the manager.
I'll have to look into that, actually.
She's not the manager?
My girlfriend is not, no.
Okay, well then she might tell you the real scoop on that. Yeah.
She might.
We'll as long out. As you don't reference... Scarlett Johansson is the impetus for that conversation.
That's my bad.
So you figure out a way to work your way into that conversation. No problem.
I got to tell you, though, to bring it all back to Beauty and the Beast, because it all goes back to Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, boy.
It does?
I think Emma Watson might be on my ScarJo spot. It's pretty close.
As in top of your list?
Well, so here's the thing, because as a child, I loved Harry, and really as an adult, loved Harry Potter so much. You have the character, and you wrap the actor around the character, and I can't pull the Emma Watson apart from Hermione, but to the extent that I can, she's then Sam in Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is just more next level, like, for me.
Can you go to a movie for an actor, like, say you don't like personally and take that out of it?
Yeah, for the most part. I don't have a lot of actors that I don't like personally.
Okay. I can. You know, that's a weird part of politics discussion. You know, going back to the Joe Madden thing about learning how to lose and people getting mad at people in a conversation. When people say, oh, I don't like X person because his politics. If you can get past Tom Cruise and the weird stuff with Scientology, and you know, a lot of people,
or back to Chuck Berry.
Yeah, or all the weird stuff that Chuck Berry did.
Because look, I enjoy myself a Chick-fil-A sandwich like you.
Yep, there it is.
But you don't agree with the owners.
And I don't. But I have many friends that are gay that I remember walking into a bar once with my Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and it's right when it started. This whole thing started with the executives or whatever, the ownership of Chick-fil-A, not really showing their support for the gay community. And I walk in there, and they're like, Gardner, what are you doing? And I go, I got Chick-fil-A. They go, don't you know what's going on? And I go, I absolutely know what's going on. And I don't mix my food in politics. And this is a fantastic chicken sandwich. I don't care who makes it. I'm going to eat it. Got to be able to separate.
You know, I don't want to see a goose stuffed and starved to death, but I like foie on stuff. I don't like tortured baby cow, but I like veal.
Mm-hmm. I have actually stayed away from veal for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. One of my first girlfriends, she told me about it, and I said, that sounds sad. Maybe I don't want to think about that while I'm enjoying my dinner. Matt Rocchio, you had your hand raised.
Yeah, does the timeline matter? Because I feel like I have no problem watching Braveheart now, but I feel like if he comes out with a new movie, I might actively not see it.
What was the one that was nominated at the Oscars?
Apocalypto.
No, the one Mel Gibson.
Hacksaw Ridge.
So, are you going to see Hacksaw Ridge?
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't seen it yet. But at no point did I tell myself I wasn't seeing it because of him. So you're right. I would have completely ignored it. It wouldn't have come in.
Maybe
it wouldn't have came in at all.
Just not having a backbone. Or maybe it's me just not caring.
You know,
enough.
Clint Eastwood.
I still listen to Chris Brown.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. Oh, yeah, that's on topic for sure.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, if he was to make a new movie, and he's pretty much retired at this point, right? Because he's closing in on 100, I would think.
Yeah.
If he had a new movie that came out and I didn't agree with his politics, I wouldn't say I am boycotting the Clint Eastwood movie
because
there's
nothing Tim Allen could ever say that would ruin the Santa Claus for me.
Well, there you go. That's fair.
By the way, runs of Home Improvement.
Quickly back to the text inbox. Friend of the station, Jennings Randolph Jr. texts in to say, good to hear my dog Brad Lee on with the Bear Gar. And nice. Also, ow, because the time I was on TMA for half an hour, Jennings was in the captain's chair. So, love you too, Jay.
Oh, it got the cold shoulder on the text line. Now, I did reach out to Jay Randolph on the fan page last night, congratulating his South Carolina Gamecocks for making the Sweet 16 for the first time in school history in a thrilling game against the Duke Blue Devils. So that was definitely an interesting game last night, and I wanted to congratulate him on such a big win. So he's probably feeling that instead of your appearance on the show that
That's
he was hosting
fine.
A couple weeks ago. I'm making excuses for my good friend Jay Randolph Jr. All right, we need to get out of here. So is there any other business we have to attend to?
We're all good, boys.
All right, well, this has been fun.
It has been fun.
We've been on the air 5 hours today, and my voice is still here. I'm not cracking up or anything. I'm not hoarse. I didn't feel like we talked about stupid stuff too much.
By the way, the update on the math, 590 The Fan has been airing live programming today for now a total of 8 hours.
And we've done five of them.
We have done five of them.
That's not bad. All right. I'm Brad. That's Jeff. We're normally on 5 to 7 in the morning on Game Time AM. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes or Google Play, or you can go to Inside STL. This has been the Midday Grind. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Matt. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we get to do it again sometime. So this has been the Midday Grind on KFNS 590 The Fan St. Louis. See ya.